Fancy staying on a real ranch, but with a bit of luxury. Going horse riding without the hassle of owning the horse. And drinking in beautiful views every day. Siwash Lake Ranch is in the Cariboo country of British Columbia, Canada, with its wide open skies, rolling grasslands and forests dotted with sparkling lakes. It is a place of high adventure and historic gold rush dreams, surrounded by 80,000 acres of pristine wilderness. Alison Rogers is the owner of Siwash Lake Ranch.
The horses at our place are the big draw because we're a ranch and our riding program is a signature experience for Canada. So it's very special, it's very hands-on, and it appeals to first-timers right through to expert riders because it's so personalized. So that's a big draw. But beyond that, we also offer a whole rich assortment of other activities in the wilderness, like fly fishing actually on site. We have trout on site and hiking and mountain biking. Because again, with the Western theme, we do shooting, you know, with shotguns and rifles. We do outdoor yoga. There's just a whole assortment every day that people can pick and choose from, and it's all tailor-made. And the way we run it is every evening I go around and speak with the guests and we plan what they're going to do the next day. And then they all have a private guide, you know, a guide for a family or a guide for a couple. So there's something special for everybody. There's also just relaxing and being away from it all and connecting and getting together with your loved ones and far from the madding crowd.
Tell me, what's the kind of the history to this area? What was here, if you like, long ago before tourists were coming?
Mainly fur trading and First Nations. It's relatively new land compared to British standards. You know, there was really nobody there before the late 1800s. So it was fur traders and natives up until the early 1900s when it was gold rush. Those that didn't make their riches in gold stayed on as either ranchers or loggers. And so the fellow that homesteaded the property that I have was a gold miner. Anyhow, I ended up with the land. It was completely raw land when I bought it 20 years ago. No roads, nothing into it. And so I've carved it out of the wilderness. And in doing that, I've tried to stay true to the land and respect it and live in harmony with everything around me.
So if I come there, then what am I actually going to see?
You'll drive for 8 kilometers through the bush and wonder where on earth you're going. And all of a sudden it'll open up and there will be meadows and a small lake about a half mile by half mile, surrounded by meadows, ringed by forests of pine, fir, aspen. And on one side there's a high ridge.
Obviously you've got beautiful scenery and, you know, and lovely nature around you and so on. What about animals and wildlife?
The animals that make their home there are the black bears. We don't have grizzlies, but we have black bears. And in our area, we have about three resident bears that are sows that live in the area all the time. And every year we're treated to see, you know, their offspring. We have one sow that she often will have triplets. So there's the black bears. There are lots of coyotes. There's a pack of wolves and moose, mule deer. There's a lot of them out there that we don't see physically, but we track them. And it's almost as much fun tracking as actually seeing. You know, when you learn their habits and you can catch some scat or a footprint or what have you. So, yeah, there's countless animals living out around us.
That's Alison Rogers from Siwash Lake Ranch in Canada. For more information, see siwashlakeranch.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.